You know, the first consequence is it actually pushes down economic activity because it disrupts commerce, it disrupts the ability of people to do their business. Also, we'll tend to push up prices initially. We saw Hurricane Harvey, a big increase in gasoline prices. But those effects tend to be pretty transitory. The longer run effect of disasters, unfortunately, is that it actually lifts economic activity because you actually have to rebuild all the things that have been damaged by these storms. So I think that's, when we think about the impact of these storms, first of all, it's going to make it very difficult to read the economic data over the next few months. Because it's hard to know exactly what the data would have been ex the hurricanes. And then second, I think it'll actually end up boosting the economy as we get to later this year.
I hate to ask this, but is there a point at which a storm becomes so damaging that the normal rules that we talk about, which is this dip and this return, don't necessarily apply? I know it hit Sandy and it bounced back from that and it was little effect, but the trajectory of this storm looks different.
Well, it could stretch out that period of disruption. Right. So I think the amount of time in which the storm is having negative impacts on the economy could be longer if the destruction is more severe and more widespread.